Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
6:12, News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan and Austin Price. Enjoy those mild conditions for the next couple of days. Looking really good out there. If you're at the beach, yellow flags are flying along Pensacola Beach. Swim with usual caution on that side. Let's go ahead and jump in and take care of the top three trending stories.
Here's today's top three stories.
Okay, another high-rise development is potentially coming to Pensacola Beach. This time, it's an 11-story hotel planned for the island at 20 Via de Luna Drive. Now, this is located between the Beach Club Resort and the Emerald Isle Resort. At this time, the project hasn't been scheduled for review by the Escambia County's Development Review Committee. Also, Mayor Reeves is asking city council members to put up $22 million to maintain and update city parks. Reeves wants to take this step to address a deferred maintenance problem. 94 parks would be affected over the next couple of years. The mayor wants the city council to approve a master project list and budget. City council meeting on Thursday. And a movement to stop a Governor DeSantis appointment is gaining a lot of traction locally. Save UWF is a community effort to oppose the government's appointments of picks to the Board of Trustees at UWF. More than 1,000 people have signed a petition in support of the university. The move is planned to host an upcoming town hall on that issue.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
And the FAA is issuing temporary flight restrictions ahead of President Trump's anticipated return to Palm Beach this weekend. If the travel plans are correct, it will be Trump's seventh visit to Florida since his inauguration. Although the White House has not officially confirmed the president's weekend plans, road closures are in place near Mar-a-Lago.
Okay, FWC considering black bear hunting here in Florida. As the idea of statewide hunt has resurfaced again, the last legal bear hunt happened back in 2016. FWC is conducting a virtual meeting on Thursday.
All righty. And got some news about USF here getting a huge grant. And in fact, it's a record-setting donation. It's nearly the largest in their 70-year history, worth $40 million from ConnectWise founder Arnie Bellini. It's going to be used to establish the Bellini College of Artificial Intelligence, Cybersecurity, and Computing.
Below minimum pay could be on the way, and you're hearing it right. Those who work in apprenticeship, internship, or work-study programs could be paid less than minimum wage. This is under legislation that cleared a Senate panel on Monday. Senate Bill 676 would help prospective workers gain skills in an apprentice program they wouldn't otherwise be able to obtain because businesses just couldn't afford to hire at the state minimum wage.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
We'll continue with some state headlines for you in just a minute, but first, this traffic and weather update brought to you by Lear Capital. Our financial system is cracking under pressure, and your retirement is at risk. Take control now. Lear Capital is offering a free Sky High Silver Report and Precious Metals IRA guide at betternestegg.com. Don't leave your future to chance. Again, that is betternestegg.com. Looking at the roads here, a lot of the issues that we were having throughout this afternoon have cleared out, and that includes some of the congestion we had on Navarre Beach if you're coming over the bridge trying to get onto Navarre Parkway. There is still some congestion in that area, but it is greatly decreasing. So outside of that area, not much holding you up. As for the weather, 68 degrees, low of 52 tonight. Tomorrow, going to be a beautiful Wednesday, high of 71, low of 60.
6:16, News Radio 92.3. The U.S. Department of Education said Monday it had sent letters to the University of South Florida and the University of Tampa informing them to stop any Semitism activities on their campuses. The agency warned the schools of potential enforcement actions if they don't fulfill their obligations under Title IX of the Civil Rights Act to protect Jewish people on campus, including uninterrupted access to campus facilities and educational opportunities.
In keeping with the Florida educational theme, state law currently bans cell phones being used during school instructional time, but a bill that would expand the ban to the entire school day has unanimously cleared the House Education Administration Subcommittee. Of course, this is being met with a bit more controversy. Some parents have said they're concerned that they won't be able to get a hold of their children while in school. Sponsor Representative Demi Busada says the bill also requires schools to designate locations on campuses where phones can be used with administrators' permission.
Immigrants who enter the country illegally are a financial burden on the state's healthcare system. According to the Hospital Patient Immigration Status Report, undocumented immigrants' care at local hospitals isn't paid back. and is certainly a strain on the Florida's health care system. In 2024, $659 million was spent in Florida on providing care to over 93,000 illegal aliens.
And a bill that would repeal a law requiring a later start time for Florida middle and high schools is moving forward in Tallahassee. The Senate Education Pre-K-12 Appropriations Committee voted 8-1 today in favor of Senate Bill 296. That bill eliminates a 2023 law that set high school start times to begin no earlier than 8:30 a.m. and middle schools no earlier than 8 a.m.
Let us not forget, SunPass scams are absolutely real. If you're asked to click on a link to make an urgent payment, don't do it. The payment actually goes to the scammers. A fake text message can be reported to the Federal Trade Commission. Here's that address, reportfraud.ftc.gov.
All righty, just about 6:18 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, got some national headlines for you, including a Justice Department official saying she was fired because she opposed an actor's rights to carry a gun. Details on that whole debacle and much more coming up right here on Pensacola Right Now, News Radio 92.3.
Change. Positive change is happening all around us. Greater Pensacola is growing, and that's why I joined the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Join us. The Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. We believe local businesses are the cornerstone of a great community.
What's on your to-do list? Pick up groceries? Water your plants? How about getting vaccinated? We can help you check that off.
You've got this.
The Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging, has partnered with community providers to make getting vaccinated your easiest to do.
You've got this.
With local vaccine events, access to transportation, in-home vaccinations, and on-site healthcare consultations, protecting yourself and your loved ones is not a chore anymore. So if you're age 60 plus or a person with a disability, get your yearly dose of confidence today.
You've got this.
Because we've got you. A message from the Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging. Learn more at yougotthis.usaging.org.
You've got this.
Funded by the U.S. Administration for Community Living through a grant to U.S. Aging. This does not necessarily represent the views of ACL or the U.S. government.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked about the Escambia County Commission meeting in which they did take a tiny, teeny little baby step forward in terms of approving a developer maybe for the OLF 8 project, a fairly somewhat, anyway, contentious meeting. The Paramutual facility, the wagering facility and poker room, wants to move to Pine Forest and I-10. They talked about that quite a bit. Should we have chain link fences around stormwater ponds? I discussed that with Brad Baker, the Santa Rosa County Administrator. And, of course, Sheriff Chip Simmons was here. Catch all of these conversations on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider. Right now, offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
Email from school. About the incident today.
Scary.
Tell me about it. Did you have any idea that was going on?
None. I mean, you saw Derek at the game last night, too. Did you have a clue?
No. But you know, teachers like me, parents, we don't always know as much as you guys do. Kids hear first about what's going on with other kids.
Half the time, it's rumors.
It can be hard to tell sometimes. But if you have a concern about a friend who's having trouble with alcohol, prescription drugs, bullying, violence, anything, you need to tell an adult. Mom or me, a teacher, coach, school counselor, someone you know and trust.
Dad, no kid is gonna tell an adult about that kind of stuff.
I get it, but if we don't know, we can't help. Speaking up about a problem, that's what helping a friend is all about.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
In the world of payroll and HR services, things can get complicated. There are so many moving parts in business. At Avalon HR, we understand these complications and have your back. Join us tomorrow, 10 o'clock on the Pensacola Expert Panel as we guide you through the complicated world of payroll and HR services. Running a business is busy work. Allow Avalon HR to work with you. Join us tomorrow on the Pensacola Expert Panel at 10 on News Radio 1620 92.3 FM.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Sundays, you get Christian Outlook at 7, Ask the Preacher at 8, Town Hall Review, Fox News Sundays, The Weekend, Tech It Out, and Gun Talk at 8.
Here's Chris and Austin for Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Your top national stories this hour.
Okay, stocks are rebounding on news of a potential ceasefire between Russia and the Ukraine and are backing off on Ontario tariffs against the U.S. Hillary Barsky has those numbers.
Stocks finishing lower but pairing from steeper earlier losses after President Trump said he's boosting tariffs on Canadian steel and aluminum to 50%. Investors also remain cautious ahead of key inflation data with the release of the Consumer Price Index report on Wednesday morning. Most all of the 11 S&P 500 sectors were in the red, with industrials and healthcare the worst performers. The Dow winners, Boeing, Salesforce, and Nvidia. The Dow decliners, Apple, IBM, and McDonald's. The Dow falling 478 points, the NASDAQ lower by 32, S&P 500 down 42. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
And a Justice Department official says she was fired because she opposed actor Mel Gibson's right to carry a gun. Gibson, who supports President Trump, lost his right to buy or own a gun after a 2011 domestic violence conviction. A spokesperson for former U.S. pardon attorney Elizabeth Oyer said she doesn't know why she was fired, but because of the sequence of events, she believes it was her refusal to carry out a request to add his name to a list of people to have their gun rights restored. In a statement to NBC News, she described a climate of fear within the Justice Department.
624 News Radio 92.3. The Trump administration is downplaying the significant downturn in the stock market amid an escalating trade war. Jared Halpern has a story from the White House.
The numbers on Wall Street are just a snapshot of a moment in time, White House Press Secretary Caroline Levitt says.
We are in a period of economic transition. We are in a period of transition from the mess that was created under Joe Biden.
The sell-off in the markets comes as President Trump announced the doubling of tariffs on steel and aluminum imports from Canada.
CEOs and people on Wall Street and on Main Street should bet on this president. He is a deal maker, he is a businessman, and he's doing what's right for our country.
Canada's incoming prime minister says tariffs on U.S. imports will stay in place until the U.S. commits to free trade. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
And the U.S. says Ukraine ready to accept a proposal to enact an immediate interim 30-day ceasefire in its war with Russia. President Trump says the next step is to get Russia to accept it as well. The announcement followed U.S. and Ukrainian officials meeting in Saudi Arabia, and National Security Advisor Mike Waltz said the U.S. will now immediately lift the pause on military aid and intel sharing with Ukraine.
Okay, the latest reading on the job market suggests it was holding up better than expected in late January. Jenny Casola has more on this trending story.
There were more job openings than expected on the last day of January. The Labor Department's Job Openings and Labor Turnover Survey found 7.7 million openings. However, that number is down 728,000 from a year ago. Hires came in at 5.4 million and total separations at 5.3 million. The government says both of those numbers show little change. Job openings increased in real estate and rental and leasing. Layoffs and discharges declined in mining and logging. Jenny Cosola, Fox News.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
Looking at the roads here, don't have too much going on. We have our usual afternoon backups on Navarre Parkway if you're traveling westbound passing the Windhaven Beach area. Outside of that, though, there's not much holding you up for too long. As for the weather, we're sitting at around 68 degrees right now. Tonight's low going to be 52, and tomorrow, beautiful day, high of 71, low of 60.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Okay, there's going to be soon an easier way to access Central Florida. Breeze Airways is doubling service from Pensacola to Tampa. This gets underway on June 5th. Nonstop flights operate Sundays, Mondays, Thursdays, and Fridays.
And a prescribed burn is scheduled for tomorrow at the East Bay River Nature Preserve in Navarre. Santa Rosa County Conservation and the Gulf Coastal Plains Ecosystem Partnership are conducting the 44-acre burn. The county says these are essential for wildfire prevention and maintaining habitats for endangered species.
Here's a job opportunity for you. Escambia County Corrections is hosting a career fair. This will happen Friday from 10 to 3 in the lobby of the correctional facility over on North Pace Boulevard. Potential candidates can speak with staff and interview for open positions. Interested applicants with questions can contact Escambia Human Resources. Their number, 850-595-3000. Again, 850-595-3000.
And it looks like the two major players in Escambia County's OLF 8 saga are back in. Beulah Town Center LLC and Tri-W Development have both pulled and reinstated their offers in recent months, and now the County Board of Commissioners is planning to negotiate with both of them. The board will take the issue back up in April.
Okay, FDOT is reporting today drivers will encounter traffic disruptions along Creighton Road north to Olive, Gregory Street from North Palafox to east of 14th in Santa Rosa County, Highway 90 from west of Avalon to east of Stewart Street, and in Gulf Breeze. You can expect those potential delays on the road widening project on Highway 98. This is east from Bayshore Drive to Portside Drive. It continues all this week.
And footage of an officer-involved shooting in Bay Minette has apparently been leaked. The video is from a 2022 incident involving Officer Brandon Thompson, who faces a pending federal lawsuit from Otis French Jr.'s family. The footage shows the moments leading up to the shooting, including a struggle where French reportedly took the officer's taser before Thompson fired his weapon. The city is investigating the leak.
Okay, if you see a bunch of people running down the road with a torch, there's a reason for that. The 2025 Law Enforcement Torch Run in support of Florida Special Olympics got underway in Century on Monday. They're running it back through Pensacola each year. Over 5,000 law enforcement officers from around the state will carry the flame to the Special Olympics State Summer Games. That torch will travel over 1,500 miles through Florida's 67 counties.
All right, and a new 11-story hotel being proposed for Pensacola Beach between the Beach Club Resort and Spa and the Emerald Isle Condominium. Developers plan to add parking, a pool deck with a spa and lazy river, and beach access with dune walkovers. The project has not yet been scheduled for review by Escambia County's Development Review Committee.
Okay, so you're a vet. You need some explanation. Maybe you want to know about the free benefits that are now available to you. The Escambia County Veterans Services Office is providing assistance on a first-come, first-served basis at no charge. No appointment is required. Here's the number to call, 850-595-2409. You can visit VSO at myescambia.com or do it in person, 3363 West Park Place in the Escambia County Central Office Complex.
And luckily, this didn't happen in our exact neck of the woods, but it's nonetheless a Florida issue that we have unfortunately been involved in before. Officials say there was no credible threat at a high school in Doral after a police response. CBS Miami reported that Miami-Dade School's police department responded to Ronald W. Reagan Doral Senior High School and conducted a bomb threat investigation on campus. The school was put on a temporary lockdown, and authorities eventually determined that the threat was not credible, and police say the school had a normal dismissal.
Okay, in 21 days, Bands on the Beach returns to Santa Rosa Island starting April 1st. Christy D and Bad Juju will hit the casino beach stage. Bring along that beach chair and cooler and just leave the pets and glass at home. Tomorrow afternoon, 5:20, we couldn't do it today. We had technical problems. We will be speaking with Escambia EMS Chief Chris Watts. We'll be talking about attending the behind-the-scenes looks at the Emergency Operations Center on Saturday. We'll also dig into some other information that you might have about EMS, some of their future plans coming up, what they think is some of the best things they've done. We'll talk to Chris Watts, 5:20 tomorrow, News Radio 92.3.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Tom Rigotti. The House passes their continuing resolution to fund the government through September on a party line vote.
On this vote, the yeas are 217, the nays are 213. The bill is passed without objection. The motion to reconsider is laid upon the table.
The measure now moves to the Senate with a deadline of Friday to avoid a government shutdown. Republicans will need several Democrats to vote in favor for passage. Ontario, Canada Premier Doug Ford is backing off his threat of electricity tariffs in response to import taxes on steel and aluminum imposed by President Trump. Ford will meet with administration officials on Thursday.
We're going to go down there with confidence. We're going to go down there with strength. And again, hopefully we can move this forward.
Trump had threatened to double the steel and aluminum tariff from 25 to 50%. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. President Donald Trump no longer plans to raise tariffs on Canadian steel and aluminum imports to 50% tomorrow, according to top White House trade advisor Peter Navarro, who spoke to CNBC. The reversal comes hours after Trump announced his plan to double import duties on the Canadian metals in response to Ontario's decision to place a 25% tax on electricity exports to the U.S. Ontario Premier Ford said earlier today he was pausing that surcharge following discussions with U.S. Commerce Secretary. Kohl's shares are flat now after falling earlier following its earnings and revenue topping estimates for the fourth quarter, but they did issue disappointing guidance for 2025. Revenue came in at nearly $5.2 billion for the fourth quarter. Stocks were lower today on Wall Street, with the Dow falling 478 points, the S&P 500 dropped 42, and the NASDAQ was off slightly. That's Your Money Now.
This is Zach Gelb of the Sports Minute. The Chicago Bears are making a strong push when it comes to winning the offseason. First, they hired Ben Johnson to be their head coach. Then they revamped their offensive line, acquiring Joe Tooney, Jonah Jackson, and Drew Dalman to protect Caleb Williams. And then they signed Grady Jarrett to help their defense. So what's next for the Bears? Maybe they'll select running back Ashton Jeanty at a Boise State or tight end Tyler Warren at a Penn State, if either are still on the board when Ryan Poles makes a selection with the 10th pick of the draft. I'm Zach Gelb.
You ever try fixing your car and realize you're missing that one part? Yeah, been there. That's why eBay's my go-to. They've got millions of parts, guaranteed to fit. I'm talking brake pads for when yours have seen one too many miles of stop and go. Oil filters, because you don't mess around with your engine care. Even got this cold air intake on my watch list. I might just go for it. To keep the ride cool and your DIY streak hot. Find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with a sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man on foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in an explosion.
And he suffered a severe traumatic brain injury. Yes.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
There are so many mountains to climb, and we do it together.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
Seeing Alex learning how to snow ski, that's life-changing.
DAV provides a lifetime of support to veterans of every generation, helping more than a million veterans each year.
Alex did it. He skied down this mountain. That's something he won't forget.
With the right support, there are no limits.
To see him on that slope and smiling like that, we'll be taking this home.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Alex Hussey, thank you for your service. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Find out how to dress for the changing Florida weather with Jen Wells. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Visit Pensacola is home for all things Pensacola. I'm Darren Schaefer, CEO of Visit Pensacola. Join us on the Pensacola Expert Panel this week as we discuss what is next for our community.
This week, we'll talk about a proper Visit Pensacola St. Patrick's Day and what springtime means in Pensacola.
Friday at 9:30, let us show you the way to beach on News Radio 92.3.
Every hour of every day, Fox News Radio is there with the latest breaking news and information you rely on.
This is a Fox News alert.
I'm Lisa Brady.
I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
With Fox News correspondents around the globe.
At the White House.
Ray Yingst in Kyiv.
On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
The news that matters most to you. The top headlines, all in one place. America is listening to Fox News Radio.
On News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Now return you to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Text in your questions at 850-437-1620. It's News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I love you. 637, News Radio 92.3. Little Zeppelin this afternoon to get you home. Thanks for the ride. We appreciate it. Chris Bryan, Austin Price with you, and wow, what a day. Austin's going to go over some terrific weather for us in just a few minutes, so get ready for that. We'll also go ahead, take the leap now and do the top three trending stories.
Here's today's top three stories.
Legal problems could be brewing on the corner of Palafox and Garden Streets. Vinyl Music Hall is facing a copyright infringement lawsuit from the American Society of Composers, Authors, and Publishers, better known as ASCAP. They allege Vinyl began paying ASCAP a license fee in 2010, stopped paying that fee in 2022. ASCAP canceled the license with a written notice to Vinyl of that year. Since that time, Vinyl refused offers for a new license. Washington's federal building and funding cuts have made their impact on Pensacola. The $1 million Arbor Day grant has been terminated. The grant was part of the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Forest Service to support urban forest. Pensacola, by the way, one of 23 cities in Florida to receive that grant. And Florida's Joint Legislative Auditing Committee wants the town of Century to provide answers regarding findings from its last 3 years of audits. JLAC requested audit findings on the town's overall financial condition. And previous audits found that Century's financial condition actually showed signs of a deteriorating financial situation for many years. We're following that top story on News Radio 92.3.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Okay, I'll kick things off here. We had three ACC tournament games slated for today. That was one of the major conferences getting their men's basketball tournament underway this morning, actually, because I believe Notre Dame and Pittsburgh was either late morning, early afternoon, whatever. Bottom line is, we've had two great games. Notre Dame squeaked past Pittsburgh 55-54, and then Cal beat Virginia Tech in double overtime, 82-73. I believe Syracuse and Florida State was slated to begin at the top of this hour, but now it's scheduled for 6:45. That's just under 10 minutes from now, so I'm assuming it was pushed back a little bit for Cal and Virginia Tech to finish up.
All right, NFL, a lot of action. You know, we're going through free agency, also NBA in high gear now. Jared Max has the Fox Sports Update.
Fox Sports Update.
Two NFL teams have new starting quarterbacks. Good morning, I'm Jared Max. After one season with the Minnesota Vikings, quarterback Sam Darnold is moving on to the Seattle Seahawks. He'll sign a three-year deal for $100.5 million. Quarterback Justin Fields is leaving the Pittsburgh Steelers to sign a two-year $40 million contract to be the starting quarterback for the Jets. Former Jets quarterback Zach Wilson leaving the Broncos for a one-year deal with the Dolphins. Quarterback Josh Dobbs will sign a two-year contract with the Patriots. Quarterback Kenny Pickett traded from the Eagles to the Browns for quarterback Dorian Thompson-Robinson at a fifth-round pick. The 49ers are also losing cornerback Charvarius Ward, who's signing with the Colts, a three-year deal worth up to $60 million. And guard Aaron Banks is leaving San Francisco to sign with Green Bay. Tight end Luke Farrell will sign with the 49ers. He leaves the Jaguars, who were signing quarterback Nick Mullins to a two-year contract. cornerback Byron Murphy returning to the Vikings on a three-year deal for $66 million. Minnesota also signing four-time Pro Bowl center Ryan Kelly away from the Colts. He'll get a two-year deal from Minnesota for $18 million. Defensive end Chase Young re-signing with the Saints, a three-year deal for up to $57 million. Wide receiver Darius Slayton re-upping with the Giants, 3 years, $36 million. Five-time Pro Bowl left tackle Laramie Tunsil getting traded from the Texans to the Commanders for four draft picks. 3 days after Denver Nuggets center Nikola Jokic became the first player in NBA history to record a 30-20-20 triple-double as he had 31 points, 22 assists, and 21 rebounds Friday. Denver's three-time league MVP had 35 points, 18 rebounds, and 8 assists Monday in the Nuggets' 140-127 win over the Thunder in Oklahoma City, where on Sunday the Thunder had beaten the Nuggets. Two more schools into the men's NCAA basketball tournament. Wofford and Troy both won conference championship games Monday. For more scores, stories, and features, go to foxsports.com. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
And NBA superstar Steph Curry has been hired as an assistant general manager for his alma mater, Davidson College, under new NCAA rules governing NIL. The Golden State Warriors point guard will become the first active player in major U.S. professional sports history to accept an additional job as an administrator for a college athletic program. In his new role, the two-time NBA MVP will provide guidance to the men's and women's sports teams.
643, News Radio 92.3, the reigning Super Bowl champs will indeed make their way to the White House after all. Didn't see this one coming. Here's Jared Max.
Unlike 7 years ago when the Philadelphia Eagles did not go to the White House for a celebration of their victory in Super Bowl 52 over the Patriots, the reigning NFL champions will visit with President Trump this time. Just over a month since the Eagles dethroned the Kansas City Chiefs as back-to-back Super Bowl champs, it was confirmed by the White House the Eagles will celebrate their 40-22 victory over the Chiefs with President Trump.
I thought it was a great performance by them.
President Trump said this February 25th and invited the Eagles. The White House told Fox News Digital Monday, "We sent the invite and they enthusiastically accepted. We are working with them to determine a date and logistics." Jared Max, Fox News.
All righty, and the Alex Ovechkin goal show stops in Anaheim tonight. The Washington Capitals All-Star just 9 goals shy of breaking Wayne Gretzky's NHL goal-scoring record of 894. Ovechkin has scored 7 goals in his last 8 games, starting with a hat trick against Edmonton on February 23rd.
Okay, Department of Education, launching an investigation into Title IX violations at several colleges and universities. This is becoming a very common topic of discussion.
Unfortunately.
You're absolutely right on with that. Ryan Schmelz has the latest from Capitol Hill.
60 schools receiving letters from the Department of Education warning them of potential action, including the loss of federal grants if they fail to protect Jewish students. Secretary Linda McMahon saying in a statement, quote, "The department is deeply disappointed that Jewish students studying on elite U.S. campuses continue to fear for their safety amid the relentless anti-Semitic eruptions. Included on the list are Ivy League schools like Harvard, Columbia, and Yale, as well as public universities like Ohio State and Arizona State. Several pro-Palestinian protesters say their actions are meant to criticize the Israeli government's treatment of Palestinian civilians." Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
Looking at the roads here, not too much going on. One of our biggest issues throughout the afternoon was if you were trying to get off of Navarre Beach and travel over the bridge onto Navarre Parkway. We had issues there for the longest time, but that has completely cleared out. Our only spot giving us issues is Navarre Parkway itself, traveling westbound passing Windhaven Beach, but that is pretty minor at this time. As for the weather, 68 degrees, low of 52 tonight. Tomorrow, going to be a high of 71, low of 60.
Here's today's business news.
645 News Radio, 92.3. Okay, tax season right in the middle of it, and deadlines quickly approaching. What to know about your taxes if you own that small business? Hillary Barsky has Fox Business Tip today.
When operating a small business, keeping good records is crucial. I'm Hillary Barsky with your Fox Business Tax Tip coming up.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
Record keeping is key for small business owners. CPA and tax attorney Alan J. Strauss.
At the end of the year, they might come and they might say, gee, I spent $300 on postage related to sending out statements for my business. Can you prove it? No, I just went to the post office and never saved receipts. If you don't save receipts, you can have all the great small business expenses that you incurred, and they may all be legit, but the name of the game is documenting your small business expenses.
Tax experts say set aside between 30 to 40% of what is earned to cover both federal and state taxes. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
And the number of job openings rose slightly in January. The Labor Department says 7.7 million jobs were available at the end of the month. The number of job openings increased in real estate, rental, and leasing positions. And according to JOLTS report, the number of hires and workers who quit their jobs was little changed for the month.
Okay, 647, News Radio 92.3. Talking about the weather, it's just looking absolutely wonderful out there tonight. Warm weather is on the way. Senior meteorologist Janice Dean has the latest Fox weather forecast.
Record-breaking warmth spreads across the central and eastern U.S. ahead of the next storm system moving into the west today. Temperatures are 20 to 40 degrees above average, making it feel more like late April into May, especially over the upper Midwest and northern plains. Fire danger remains critical over the southern high plains, and strong to severe thunderstorms are likely to break out later this week over the plains and Mississippi Valley, so be sure to stay tuned to your local forecast for the latest details. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
And Southwest Airlines ending their popular Bags Fly Free promotion. The Texas-based carrier says the move was made to drive revenue growth. And in September, CEO Bob Jordan said, having no bag fees was a huge consumer advantage. I would assume that was the point. Southwest is also set to end open seating in the first half of 2026.
Okay, the average, yeah, you may be cruising around today. The average price per gallon of regular unleaded in Pensacola, about $2.55. It's getting better, $2.67 in Cantonment, and the low of $2.60 available over in Gulf Breeze proper. Girl Scouts, this is a very strange story because I'm not quite seeing where the actual fault lies, but right. Girl Scouts are being sued on claims that medals are present in the cookies they traditionally sell. Grinnell Scott has an explanation.
The federal lawsuit filed by consumers this week in Brooklyn, New York, cites a study last year claiming samples of Girl Scout cookies tested from three states contained above allowed levels of at least four of five elements classified as heavy metals. The legal action did not specify which of the metals, aluminum, arsenic, cadmium, lead, or mercury, were found. Tests were also said to have found pesticides in some cookies with the highest level in Thin Mints. The Girl Scouts commented on the original study, noting the metals are commonly found in soil where ingredients may be grown. The lawsuit seeks a minimum $5 million in damages. In New York City, Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
And TikTok rolling out some new features it says is aimed at keeping younger users safe. It comes as the social media giant faces a potential ban in the U.S. next month over national security concerns. The features allow parents to limit the amount of time that their children spend on the app, and it's an expansion of TikTok's already existing family pairing feature, which links the app on a child's smartphone to their parents.
Animal rights advocates feel pretty good this afternoon. Help is on the way. Molly's Law, an ordinance adopted in Marion County, Florida, that established a public registry listing people convicted of animal cruelty. This is relating to crimes allowing residents, pet sellers, or rescue organizations to make sure, the bottom line here, not placing an animal with an animal abuser. So that's where we're going with this. A bill in this year's legislative session would make a similar registry statewide, much like the sex offender registry. Pretty good idea.
Absolutely. And it is often said that there's nothing certain except death and taxes. Today is National Funeral Director and Mortician Day. Tis the season for those who celebrate. According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, there are more than 24,000 trained death arrangers in the U.S. About 68% of those who provide the necessary services are men, and about 32% are women.
Well, the Ukrainians are agreeing to a ceasefire, and now U.S. negotiators hoping the Russians will do the same. Following talks hosted in Saudi Arabia, Ukraine's willingness to pursue peace means the U.S. is willing to resume some assistance, and pretty interesting things starting to develop right now. Here's Eben Brown.
U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio says the U.S. will resume sharing intelligence with Ukraine now that it is agreeing to a 30-day ceasefire. Rubio calls it the furthest step taken to end the nearly four-year-long bloody war between it and Russia. The agreement comes after lengthy talks in Jeddah, Saudi Arabia.
We'll take this offer now to the Russians, and we hope that they'll say yes, to peace. The ball is now in their court. But again, the president's objective here is, number one, above everything else, he wants the war to end.
The agreement appears positive for Ukraine in contrast to the breakdown of talks between President Trump and Ukrainian leader Volodymyr Zelensky at the White House last week. Eben Brown, Fox News.
6:51 here. We'll take one last quick break. When we return, we'll hit this final stretch of your Tuesday edition of Pensacola Right Now with some health news. And maybe, if there's time, we'll squeeze a pop culture story or two in there. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Back in just a couple minutes.
Paralyzed veterans Sean Halstead and Noah Currier.
I was Air Force from 93 to 98. I got hurt practicing combat search and rescue, fell off a fast rope. So shattered L1 vertebrae. I don't know where I'd be without paralyzed veterans. I've only seen that now.
Unite through struggle, you know, that's what the Marine Corps and service is all about. You get tight and those bonds just get stronger and stronger the more you struggle together, and the harder the hardship. And I don't know if it gets any harder than being a quadriplegic. So, you know, we instantly bond.
Paralyzed Veterans of America is a nonprofit and it gets no federal funding.
And we provide every service free of charge to every veteran and caregiver that we support.
Paralyzed Veteran and PVA Executive Director, Sherman Gillums Jr.
Every life, every success, every recovery, it's tied to the initial investment you've had in us.
To learn more, visit pva.org, a public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story in 2025 with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Contact us to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknight 7 to 10 before WEAR-TV News on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola Right Now.
Woo! 6:53 News Radio 92.3. I had to wait for that. Woo! Chris Bryant, Austin Price with you Tuesday afternoon. Thank you so much for having us on today. It's been a beauty of a day. Austin goes over the weather in just a second. Sell-off on Wall Street won't change President Trump's mind about tariffs. Jared Halpern has more from the White House.
When it comes to the stock market, White House Press Secretary Caroline Levitt says,
the numbers that we see today, the numbers we saw yesterday, the numbers we'll see tomorrow are a snapshot of a moment in time.
She says the economy is in a period of transition, but that markets should trust President Trump's tariff strategy.
Look at President Trump's results in his first term. If people are looking for certainty, they should look at the record of this president.
The president says he is doubling tariffs on Canadian aluminum and steel from 25% to 50% tomorrow. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
All righty. And free at-home COVID tests from the government are going away. The U.S. government program that orders them is no longer accepting orders, according to its website. Officials gave no reason for the change in policy. Tests ordered before March 9th will still be shipped. Some local pharmacies may still offer the tests, and some health insurance companies may reimburse folks who buy the tests in pharmacies and stores.
TikTok announcing that today it's rolling out new features to protect teens on its app. Parents will now have the ability to block their teen from using TikTok during certain hours, and they can see the teen's following and followers list. This is through a new family pairing feature. TikTok's also going to encourage young users to put their phones away at night and go to sleep. Good luck on the last part of that story for the kids. I can buy into the first part, but the second part, I think I'm a little skeptical there.
Understandably. And lab-grown food could be stretching to the United Kingdom sooner than planned. The Food Standards Agency trying to speed up the approval process that could bring the lab-grown food to UK consumers within 2 years. Lab-grown foods are grown into plant or animal tissue from tiny cells. The U.S. previously authorized the sale of cell-cultivated meat for consumption, but it's banned in Alabama and Florida.
Okay. Air safety, top-of-the-mind awareness and concern. National Transportation Safety Board made urgent safety recommendations to prevent future mid-air collisions, especially nearing Washington's Reagan National Airport. Christian Goodwin has more on this trending story.
The National Transportation Safety Board identifying a number of close proximity events near Reagan National Airport between October of 2021 through 2024.
There were 15,214 occurrences or close proximity events between commercial airplanes and helicopters.
Chair Jennifer Homedy noting some came as close as 75 feet from each other during landings.
They pose an intolerable risk to aviation safety.
Recommending the FAA permanently prohibit some helicopter operations nearby when certain runways are being used at the commercial airport and designate an alternative helicopter route. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
One last very quick check of the roads and weather for you here. Not too much holding you up. We had some backups on Navarre Parkway traveling westbound passing Windhaven Beach, but they have seemingly cleared out. As for the weather, we're sitting at around 68 degrees right now, low of 52 tonight. As for tomorrow, it's going to be a high of 71 and a low of 60.
Here's today's health news.
Okay, it's a very interesting, get this, and talk about how we talk about how time flies. This week, we mark 5 years since a major health declaration. You can read into this at this point. I believe the world changed at that point. Lisa Brady has this version of House Call for Health.
This is House Call for Health. 5 years ago today,
COVID-19 can be characterized as a pandemic.
The Director General of the World Health Organization, Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, making the declaration.
In the past 2 weeks, the number of cases of COVID-19 outside China has increased 13-fold, and the number of affected countries has tripled.
Dr. Ghebreyesus is going on to say that in the coming days and weeks, they would see the number of cases and deaths and the number of impacted countries climb even higher. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
All righty. And the measles outbreak in Texas has passed the 200 mark. More than two dozen new cases have been ID'd since Friday. The Texas Department of Health and Human Services says that 29 patients are now hospitalized. In a statement, they said measles is highly infectious, and they predict that number will keep going up. There have been more reported cases in at least a dozen states.
Been a pretty busy day today. And in fact, the days are longer as spring creeps a lot closer. By the way, spring officially arrives in 12 days on March 20th. And if you have the beach in your plans coming up, well, don't forget, you can get that new app. It's for Pensacola beachgoers. You can get updated alerts on surf and beach conditions. If you'd like to sign up for it, real easy. I have it on my phone. Get it every morning. Pensacola Beach Surfing Warning Flag Text. Here's where you text it to PB Flags to 888-777. Again, PB Flags, 888-777. So if you're heading over to the island, hey, you'll know exactly what's going on
right before
you touch foot over there and all the conditions that you have to deal with.
Alrighty, and makeup company L'Oreal recalling the acne cream Effaclar Duo because it might contain a carcinogen. The company is working with the FDA to remove the remaining product on the shelves, so be on the lookout for that. It's Pensacola Right Now, News Radio 92.3. We'll see you tomorrow.
At 4.
Dependable traffic on the Fives, weekdays on News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.